DKC.
DKC, K4OIM.
Hey, Walt, how you doing?
It's hard to explain, Jerry. I've had this knot come up under my tongue. It's, man, I ain't eat, ain't slept. Well, all I can eat is soup and meat broth and stuff like that. It came up about 2 months ago, and it's just got bigger and bigger, and I finally got a doctor's appointment this morning, and it don't look good. He said it looked like I have a tumor under my tongue, and every time you go to a doctor now, oh, we can't do nothing. You need to see a specialist. So they gonna set me up to see a specialist over in Greenville, and he said they will probably do a biopsy on it. But in the meantime, like all of them tell you, quit smoking.
I hate to hear that. That's that kind of stuff to deal with sometimes. You don't know what it is until they start digging around in there. They don't do it any good when they do that either. But hope everything turns out well, babe. They always check when I go in for my dental appointments. They always check me for that sort of stuff. I haven't smoked in probably pretty close to 45 years, I guess, or more. But I just stopped because I wanted to. Nobody made me anything like that. I got tired of fooling with the stuff. Got where nowadays it's expensive too, but hope everything turns out okay for you. I'm sure we'll be thinking about you, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's true. All these other problems I've been having is like doctor appointments after doctor appointment. And I gotta go October 3rd and have one cataract took off, then go back November the 13th and get the second one took off, and then I'm having to go through physical therapy twice a week at the VA, and then I got a message on the internet from Prisma Health in Spartanburg telling me I've got an appointment down there, but they don't tell you what for, and I didn't know nothing about that. I ain't been going to Prisma Health. I go through the VA or either my regular family doctor up here. But are you going to try to get to Shelby tomorrow?
I'm tied up with other stuff this weekend, looks like. I'd love to get it. It looks like the weather's going to be nice for it, too. It's usually pretty hot, and it's going to be warm tomorrow, I think. But it's not too bad, I said, this morning. But the weather looks like it's going to be pretty good. And we got some of the kids going up to Charlotte to the Clemson George game, and I don't know whether we'll have to keep the grandkids or not yet, so I can't really plan anything. But I guess you're going then, right?
I can talk my daughter out of some money. I've had a bunch of problems with my truck, and I had to borrow some money from her until I got my check this week. And I'm waiting on two checks from the VA. I don't know. I usually get them on the first. And when I got on some doctor today, she had already went out and got the mail. And she's gone looking for a job. I don't know if my checks came and she got them. I'm just going up there just to try to meet some friends I talked to on the radio. Sure don't need to buy no more radio equipment, Jerry. M4DJC, K4OIM.
Look, if you don't need to buy anything, don't go up there. That used to be one of my favorite spots to go to. I was, back years ago, we lived in Rock Hill, and that's just a skip and a jump up there from Rock Hill to Shelby. And the guy that got me interested in ham radio, that was always one of his favorite spots. He used to go back to camp. I'd drive back it's hot up there. Sometimes I just drive back and forth. It wasn't that big of a deal. It wasn't that long of a drive for us. But I always enjoyed it. So we used to go up to, I guess it's Bridget Barbecue. We'd go to Bridget Barbecue and get some barbecue and go up there for the day, on up into the evening sometime and just come back. Because, it wasn't that far for me, you know. It was a little bit of a drive, but it wasn't like driving from here in Anderson. But that's all we did. We go up there. I very seldom bought anything up there. Occasionally I did. But it was more just to get together. Back when the Mount Mitchell repeater was so busy, we had a lot of friends in North Carolina. And he had a good friend of his, lived up on the Eastern Continental, right on the top of the Eastern Continental Divide. We'd all, it'd be about 10 or 15 of us that meet every year up there that we didn't get to see otherwise. Import EJC Friday.
CK4OIM. I am sort of looking for, I'd like to find a new heat kit. What was it? HW60 AMCW transmitter to go with one of these boat anchor receivers I got here, and set up an old novice station and just work CW on it. But I've been seeing them on eBay anywhere from $25 to $100. I had a chance to buy one 2 years ago at the Brawlertown Fest down at Spartanburg for $50, but I kept walking around trying to make my mind up whether to buy it or not. When I finally said, yeah, I'm going to go back and get it, I got back down to the table and the sun gun was gone. But I'm having a time. I am having a time getting parts for some of these boat anchors. A recap kit, I always get them from Hayseed Electronics, and I usually order them and get them within 10 days. I've got this old Holocrafter, what is that thing, HP 40SB. A receiver set here, and then I got a Lafayette HA600 I'm sitting here waiting on a recap kit for, and I've been waiting on them for 2 months now. They keep telling me it's hard for them to get the parts because all the shipping containers are over here, and it costs about as much for them to send the shipping containers back to China empty as it does to come back full. So everything's on back order. N4DJCK4OIM.
You want the containers back now? A lot of them don't. It costs much to ship them back. It costs them, you ship by weight and by. I mean, I have to ship containers all the time, but it may be loaded with equipment. But they ship by sand, because it costs this much to ship one that size. I think you can put about 40,000 on them, something like that. The regular size, not the short ones or the high cube type. But it costs as much it's just space on a freighter. Just ain't got nothing in it. It's kind of like backhauling big rigs. Nowadays, I don't know whether they do that as much as they all do more of it. But a lot of times people backhaul empty, and I say, man, that's crazy. You need to be full if you backhaul, that's the way to make money. But this capacitor thing, I've seen several older rigs I wouldn't mind having, but ain't nobody recapped them, and I just don't really have enough knowledge about it, and don't have a skill anymore. My eyes ain't good enough to do it, to recap it myself. I'd like to have a Tintec Argonaut, one of those old Argonauts or something like that, but those things, they're going on 40 years old now, and it's not like one to 60 or 70 years old, but the caps are still bad in them.
I buy one, that's the first thing I do. is recapping. But I've got, I got six boat anchors sitting here. And I've recapped three of them. And I ain't even went into that other one over there, HA-63. But all it does is hum, and I know that's capacitors gone in it. This old autocrafter I got sitting here, it was made 1951. So it's about 70 years old. It is 70 years old. And 3 months ago, it wasn't no problem. You just call AC or either go online, order the thing, and within a week or 10 days, I had it. And I ordered an oscilloscope, and it was coming from China. It's supposed to have been here in 10 days, and 2 months later, it hadn't arrived, and I paid for it through PayPal. I called PayPal, and they told me to send that company one more email and give them 20 days to respond. And every time I'd send them an email, I'd get a message saying, store is closed. And after I hung up with PayPal, 45 minutes later, they called me and said, you know where your oscilloscope's at? I said, no, ma'am. Well, it's on the Evergreen. That was that container ship that blocked the Suez Canal. So the next day, they put my money back in the bank, into my banking account. I don't know what happened to that scope. back to you, Jerry. It's poor DJC.
Well, that thing might not even been on that ship. Oh, man. Ain't no telling these days. I'm just wondering why those capacitors, you know, all this stuff, all this new stuff, use that surface mount technology, and all that stuff is shipped rather than having some other stuff. It's so small. I wonder why these old capacitors, maybe they're just not making medium or something, but you know, I just don't think they'd be something you'd use in this newer technology, not like you did in old stuff anyway. I don't know. They must not be making them. There's probably a handful of people making them, and they just can't get enough of them to do repairs with. But, you know, people don't repair anything anymore. They just throw it away.
On Tuesday night when I called the net, after I closed the net out, I have what's called a round table for the new hams or any ham. Got any questions they want to ask about radios? And Jerry, back when I got my ticket in 78, I had to draw a diagram of a Hartley oscillator and describe what each element in that tube done and know what capacitor and resistor went into that oscillator. But now they don't ask questions like that, because back when I got into ham, I'd go around to the TV shops and get their old junk TVs that people didn't come back to get or wasn't worth fixing, to get the transformers and everything out of to build my equipment. And like you said, nowadays, it's almost impossible to work on a transceiver like this 950 I got. You got to send it back to the factory. And all that surface mount stuff, I don't know. It's made working on your own radio impossible. N4DJC, K4OIM.
When I was still working, well, we had a company out of Randall, North Carolina. We used to reverse engineer boards and fix some of the stuff that's hard to find. And, you know, they did a lot of work in the textile business and other stuff, too, other manufacturing deals, too. They had a lot of these boards in them. They could reverse engineer them and fix them. But a lot of that stuff, that's been long enough ago where it wasn't all surface mount. And my brother-in-law, he's got a PhD in electrical engineering. He works for the Department of Defense and does some work at Georgia Tech, too. And they've got some stuff to do it with. And when I got my license in 79, I had to draw a diagram or two for my general. I remember that. My technician, written test. They wouldn't let us bring back in those days. The calculators are just... People just started using calculators. They wouldn't let you bring a calculator in. I'd bring with a pencil and a piece of and paper to do your ciphering on. But I don't think they can. I think they just changed the boards out because that stuff's so tiny. That surface mount stuff. There are people that can work on it, but there's one guy I know that does work on some of these newer scanners. And what he does, he's got one of these microscopes that has like a TV screen on it. And that's how he uses to work on his with. He's got the stuff to work on them with. But then again, you got to be able to figure out, a lot of those things, those little chips in them are proprietary, and you can't figure out what they are. Some of them you can, some of them you can't. But he does that kind of work, and he's got a pretty good business handling that and working on those things. But some of the stuff he can't find anything for because they won't be the manufacturers don't want to tell you what the actual chips are. You gotta desolder them and get them off that surface mat and try to figure out what they are. But like I said, he's got one of these that's like an electronic microscope. And these little tiny little soldering things. I've never seen anything that small before with it. And he used to repair those things with, but my eyes ain't good enough, even with a microscope, to figure out some of that.
M4 DJC, K4OIM. Yeah, I've got, since I broke my neck, where they cut some of the nerves back there. I don't know if it's where they cut the nerves or whether I damaged the nerves when I broke my neck, but my left hand is kind of crippled up. And it's got to where I shake so much with that left hand that I have to prop something up against it to hold the solder up there to where I'm the component I'm going to solder in. And my daughter asked me the other day, "Daddy, why don't you just open up a shop and charge people for working on them radios?" And I done got too old, and this left hand is too unsteady to do that. I was buying radios off the QTH where it have tech special on it, like 2-meter radios. I'd buy them and work on them, get them going. And if I heard a technician on the radio had just got their ticket and had a Baofeng handheld they was talking on, I'd get in contact with them. And if you want a radio, a mobile radio, you'll have to have a power supply, but come on up, and I've got it. And I'd sell the things for what I had in it. I never charged over $30 for one. And if somebody didn't have no money, I'd just give them the radio. But I've got now to where I don't like working on the solid state stuff because my eyes are getting bad. Like I said, I got to get these cataracts removed. And my left hand is so unsteady that I just quit working on the things. And I've got one or two old wobbles here that I hear somebody on here that's kind of struggling to get something. I'd give them to them, Jerry. M4DJC, K4OIM.
Well, I am M4DJC. That's mighty nice of you, Walt. We used to do that when I was up in Rock Hill. You could buy a decent handheld. They were a lot more expensive than they are now. They were a couple hundred bucks. couple hundred bucks in 1979 was a lot more money than it is now. So a lot of times we'd give them, you know, we'd give them a radio or loan them one or something, let them sign it out from a club, and, or either if they wanted to operate, they'd come down and use a club station. We had several, they got a real nice club, it's K4YTZ, and they got a real nice club station up in there. They got six or seven radios in there, and they got a couple of tri-banders up and a whole nine yards, you know, and you can get on there and, you know, you could use it anytime you wanted to, and you really didn't need to. You know, you had people, give people a key to get in, and you'd sign in, sign out, and they'd check and make sure you know how you operate. We even had a, when I was up there, we had mostly Yazoo stuff, and it was the higher-end Yazoo stuff, and we also had an Alpha 77 DX amp. But they only let certain people use that because, you know, that thing was $4,000 back then, so they won't let just anybody use that thing. But, I mean, that Alpha 77, when you put that up on that Mosley tri-band, that thing, I mean, it, you could open up a band almost on it.
Chris Cushcraft, A3 tri-bander up here that I've had it for about 2 years, maybe longer, and I went up to Shelby a few months ago, and Herb, I can't remember his call sign, I gave him, I believe it was $350 for a CDE rotator and control box, and this thing was straight back from being rebuilt. Never been plugged up. I got it. And then I went up to Shelby to another guy's house and bought 42-foot of tower. I got it out here. And don't look like I'm going to ever get stuff up because I ain't able to climb no more. My daughter would have a fit if she seen me trying to climb a tower. And I got a place right there by my bedroom window. I could stand that tower up and guy it off to these trees and put that tri-bander up there. It would be up in about 47 feet. But I listed it on the swap net the other night. The antenna and the rotor and control box with 85 foot of cable. I listed it on there for $500. Gary knows what I gave for the beam, and he knows what I gave for the rotor, because he one that recommended that the guy to buy the beam from and the rotor. But I told him, I said, if it don't sell by Saturday, I'm not going to sell the thing. I'll end up getting out there when my daughter ain't at home, and I'll call a friend of mine or two and get them over here to help me stand that beam up. I'm just going to put it up freestanding and might go ahead and order that 40-meter add-on kit to it. I just don't know. At my age, I'm almost 74 years old, Jerry, and I'm afraid I'm going to have to end up moving my equipment out of my shack up there into the house. And I just don't want to do that. But I don't know. We'll see. M4, DJC, K4OIM.
4OIM, M4DJC. All time kind of in the same situation. I can't climb no more. After that little spell I had with my heart a few weeks ago, I'm not gonna even attempt to climb one, and I'm kind of down the hole. It's not really a good place. I'd have to put a 70-foot tower up, and man, I'll be 71 in March. I'm just not gonna spend that kind of time and money to put one up in my location. I was at a good location before we moved here 25 years ago. I was on top of a hill and had a clear view. And, man, I could have put a I could put a 30-foot tower up and I've been able to do about anything I wanted to, but I'm just not, I guess the general store don't have the energy or the enthusiasm to do that these days, so I just stick to my 2-meter and 440 stuff, at least for the time being. Who knows, I might change my mind, but I just don't want to get involved in that. This point in time, if I'd done it 25 years ago, it'd been one thing, but I'd still been the same shape. I got trees all around me, and I'd have to get up so high, they'd throw a fit if I put one up. And on top of that, I don't really have a good place to put my, I'd have to build a shack outside. I don't have a good place inside the house on the ground floor to be able to do anything like that with. It's just stuff that happens as you get older. A lot of stuff you used to be able to do, can't do it anymore. And just have to learn to live with it, I guess. But, it's hard to find somebody to climb a tower these days. And a lot of people don't have the equipment, and a lot of the younger hams don't really, they didn't come up, like you and I did with older people, and you had to do stuff, and you had to set the concrete, and had to write 10 poles and stuff, and how to climb, how to mount it, and how to do all the stuff that needed to be done to get it done right. They just get their licenses pretty quickly, and then don't have an helper or anybody to call on.
K4OIM. Yeah, I've got all kind of trees here, and I've got a 80-40 meter fan dipole up, and I went up this Alec Key estate sale up above Fletcher a couple of months ago. I went up there just to buy this Ken Pro 2, Ken Pro KK70 straight key on a marble base. I went up there to buy that, and I ended up buying 2 boat anchors, a Lafayette receiver, and a Pyramid power supply. And I looked over in the corner and seen this white tubing, and I walked over. I said, "What's that?" And the lady said, "Something he used to put antennas up. If you want it, you can have it." So I've got the gun to shoot the things up with. But I've got a 20-meter double bazooka laying, well, it's rolled up in here. And I got a 6-meter dipole roll up in here. I just ain't been able or the enthusiasm enough to get out there and get that up. And on top of that, I got a 5-band band dipole in here roll up that I'd like to get all that up. I'd like to get them beams up. But I can talk on 80 and 40 just fine, and it'll even go down and tune 20 meters sometime without using the antenna tuner in this FT950. I've got a MFJ962D antenna tuner over here. It's rated at 1500 watts. I listed it the other night on the swap net for $200, and that thing sells for $369 now if you can get it without it being on back order. In 4, DJC, K4OIM.
Walt, you got more antennas than a show dog can jump over. If you put them things up, put all that stuff out there, you'd look like one of those old time AM radio stations with all the antennas laid out on the ground everywhere else. Oh, man. You're kind of up on the hill where you are now, though. You're not down below the horizon like I am, I think. I think you told me you was up on a hill or close to one anyway. But you got a lot of stuff that you could put up. But I'm just not gonna fool with it. You know, like I said, I may never fool with it. I hadn't fooled with it in 25 years. It ain't gonna be like I'm gonna do it tomorrow or something I hadn't done, should have done 10 or 15 years ago when I would have been able to enjoy it. But I'm doing good enough for what I got right now. But if the bands ever really open back up again, I'll be wanting to do something then. But you know, it'll be too late for me by then. K4OIM, N4DJC.
K4OIM. Yeah, and on top of that, Jerry, I got a Hustler 4 band virtual out here. I've got it standing up, and I've got the gram plate to go on it, and just ain't felt like cutting the wire to run the radials on the thing. But yeah, I'm on kind of a hill right above the lake. I'm sitting here now looking out the window at the lake, and the lot next to us is about, I don't know, 15 feet above me, so I've got this 2-meter ground plane up that I'm talking on now, and I ain't got it up but 22 feet above my shack. When I broke my neck, and I had to move in with my daughter, I bought this 30-foot camper with them pull behinds, and I've just about gutted the insides of it. I've kept the stove and refrigerator, and I just got it for my shack. And if things get bad, I'm going to be selling boat anchors and test equipment, but I think I hope I can still do it for 5 or 10 more years, because I don't want to have to move in that house. I get up about 7 o'clock in the morning and come down here and put on a pot of coffee and throw me some country ham in the frying pan and make me some red eye gravy and some grits and put me some biscuits in the oven, and I stay down here till, I don't know, it's usually 11 o'clock at night before I go back up to the house. But when I call the net and have that round table, sometimes I'm here to 12 or 12:30 at night. You'd be surprised that the new hams that come in there and ask questions that are still scared to check into the net. And I can't think of Larry, KK4JBQ, Larry over there in Greer, he always sticks around. Well, that guy knows antennas. And then Andy up there, KI4LZI, he is really smart on this stuff. And then Dave W4DJW, if somebody comes in there with a question about programming a radio and all, or something on the computer, Dave's there for that. And
repeater time out, exit. Repeater time out, please.
I'm the repeater out. Sorry about that. N4DJC, K4OIM.
Okay, well, I've done it a time or two myself over the years. But, yeah, it's good. I'm glad to see them interested in it again. Like, they seem like we got more new ones coming in now than we have in years past. And hope they continue with it and move on up and get your general licenses and get on HF, too. And by the time a lot of them get on HF, the sunspot cycle will be up again. Okay, it won't be like it used to be, but it'll be good enough for the... They'll pique the interest and keep them involved in it over the years anyway.
JC, K4OIM. Jerry, I know you've seen it. You've been in it long enough. I've seen these guys get interested in this and go spend all kind of money on the best transceiver, the best antenna, and all of that. And 5 or 6 months down the road, they just lose interest. And they gone. Thank God that I've never done it. I've always, my next door neighbor was a ham operator, and he got me interested. And I've stayed interested in 4, DJC, K4OAM.
For the most part, but I have, when I traveled for about 15 years, I used to carry a handheld with me everywhere I went. I had a company car and didn't put a mobile rig in it, but I always had a mag mount antenna and used it for probably from, oh gosh, I guess sometime about 95 to 2008, 2009. And, I stayed interested in it, but it's just where I'm at now, unless I got a mobile rig or something like I got here with a decent antenna, if I can't hit the repeater well enough with a handheld where I am now. At the other place I could hit this repeater 1 watt easy, because I was sitting on top of a hill, and that was back in 92 or 93. But I was active all of them down the road. I used to have all the repeater frequencies tuned in, and I talked to the same people I talked to going up down 85 from here to Charlotte, from Charlotte on up to Virginia and on down to Alabama and Florida and Neat Mountain, Texas. So I enjoyed it. I was gone a lot of time, went home, you know, a few days a week sometimes, and then on the weekends I just wanted to just not get in the car and just relax for a while. I've always been interested, and I always keep my hand in anyway, try to. K4OAM and 4DJC.
DJC, K4OAM, well, I see my daughter's pool back in up there. So I'm going to have to clear out here, Jerry, and go up there and see if I've got my VA checks. That'll be more money to take to Shelby, but all I'm looking for is at least a 60-watt CW rig. And if I see an old telegraph sounder, not the key, I got enough keys, I want to get one of the old sounders just to polish up, clean up, and polish up, and have it sitting in here on the shelf with some of these old keys I got. And that's about all I'm going for, except to meet people I've talked to on the radio. So it's good talking to you again, Jerry. I hope to talk to you again. Hope you get to go to Shelby tomorrow. So with this N4 DJC K4OIM, I'll be clear on your final, Jerry.
Talking to you, and hope everything turns out okay on your little issue there. We'll talk to you later on, and hopefully that check will be sitting up there for you. Take care, and if y'all go to Shelby, be careful. And if I'm able to get up that way, I'll give you a holler. Talk to you later. K4OIM, N4DJC, clear.
ADC, M4WHM.
Well, how you doing? What you doing home today?
Well, a day. Took an extra day and riding around Hartwell, fixing to ride out to Katichi and check on that traveling Vietnam Memorial Wall. I got to help with American Legion and do security tonight for it.
It's going to be up there. It ought to be a pretty good turnout. Looks like the weather's going to be great for it, too. It doesn't look like it's not too hot out this morning. I don't know what it is now or not, but looks like it's going to be nice and dry for it, so hopefully
you'll
have a big turnout.
It's a good thing. They having lots of different events going on with it, and hopefully people will turn out for it.
I knew a couple of guys, well, only is it from Laurel, so I think there's about 8 of them all together, but a couple of them were, I think a couple of years older than I am, but I knew at least 2 of them, I think, if I remember correctly, the ones that are on the wall. It's been a long time ago. Gosh, one of them, he wasn't even in country for about 4 weeks, I don't think.
Yeah, there was a lot of people give their lives over there for that mess. And hopefully now that people are more respectful of that era, people will thank them for their service, the ones that made it back.
Cousin Bill's older brother, Kenny, he did, I think he did two or three tours. I think he was 2nd Marine Division, maybe, I don't remember now. But he really took a toll on him over the years. He just never did get over it. Never was the same. But, you know, that's where it is. He just, you know, you get over there, places like that, you see stuff you don't ever want to see again. He really, he was a different person when he came back. Later on in life, you know, before he passed away, he seemed to be reconciled. Everything seemed to be in better spirits and all, but it just took a toll on everybody.
War is a terrible thing, and unfortunately, that's the way it needs to remain. So it'll be a last resort. But all the wars have been tough on those that made it home. They went through a lot, that's for sure. I got a lot of respect for them.
So you got the big green egg gonna be fired up over the weekend?
We'll try to do some cooking either Sunday afternoon or Monday. They, like I said, I'm going to help with security overnight with the traveling memorial, and I got to do it tonight and Sunday night, so it sort of depends on how the night goes and how much I get the rest.
Later on, tonight or tomorrow night? Tonight.
Starting at 8 p.m. and Sunday night at 8 p.m. and my shift only runs to midnight.
Paul, if you're close to the radio and you can get into this machine, I don't think I can get into one. The one on Elvington Highway. Don't think so, anyway.
Handheld with me. I don't know if it'll get in from a Katichi golf course or not. I'll have to give that a try tonight. I know I can hit the Elberton and the Gainesville 670 machine, but not sure about the Greenville.
Hit that, what is it? Anyway, I'll see if I can hit that one up. I might be able to hit it where the trees in the way. Trees, maybe even ain't enough leaves off trees yet. I don't think, but I might be able to get it with my beam. If so, I'll try and get into that one. Maybe later on we got to run over to Greenville this afternoon. They're going to the game tomorrow. We're going to leave sometime tomorrow morning. So I'm pretty sure the kids are going with them, but I don't know where they are or not. But I don't think we'll have to keep them, but we might. I was talking to Walt. I wonder if I was going to go to Shipman. I said, I don't know whether I can go or not, a proper camp. That's kind of hard. That's pretty much of a haul from here to there, especially just for a day, and I ain't gonna spend the night anywhere.
Yep. Alrighty.
You, Bill.
One in here at Katichi, where they got the memorial set up. I'm gonna be out for a little bit. I'm gonna find out what I gotta do tonight and get everything squared away.
Okay, catch you later then. Maybe talk to you later on this evening. If not, 73, we'll talk to you next day or so, I'm sure. N4WHM, N4DJC, clear FQ.
Good one. Glad I caught you on the radio to say hello. And you have a good evening, and we'll talk to you soon. This is N4WHM. I'll be clear.
AI4ETY.
Can you catch that call?
AI4ETY. Lou India 4, Echo Tango Yankee.
Okay, I got you. I think that time I didn't write it down, but anyway, hope you're having a good day today.
Yeah, not too shabby. I'm on my way back from up in Shelby. They had a lot up there this morning.
Yeah, I was talking to Walt. Looks like it's going to be a nice weekend for it, too. I've been up here when it's raining and when it's over 100 degrees, too. I haven't been to one in, well, it's been quite a few years ago, but I used to go every year from about 78 through the mid-90s.
Second time I've been up there, but, yeah, it was a little less this time than it was last time I was up there, but still a lot, and, yeah, you couldn't ask for better weather. Man, it was nice. I thought it was real pleasant.
I used to live in Rock Hill. I know it was a lot easier getting there from Rock Hill than it was from here in Anderson.
It's a little bit of a haul from Helder, I'll say that. I'm back over here on the other side of Packlet right now, and actually getting pretty close to Spartanburg, but it's time to head it on back to the farm.
Trip for us. It still took probably an hour, I guess, but it wasn't like it is down there going to traffic when you're bad back in those days either, and you could avoid the interstate too. But going from here to there, you got to get on it. There ain't no way you can't avoid much of it anyway. But listen, I'll let you go. I can run back downstairs. Hope you have a good afternoon. If you go again tomorrow, hope you find what you're looking for. And hopefully the weather will be great. We'll talk to you later. In for TJC Clear.
It was good talking to you, and stay safe out there, and we'll catch you around next time. KI-4ETY, I'll be clear.
0TR, N0TR, KO4NUE.
N0TR, good afternoon, Chad.
Hey, Tom, how are you today, bud?
I'm starting to get hot. Without taking a little solar cell down and a light down, and the ladder's a little bit out in the sun, and I can't stay on it very long at a time, but it was sure nice earlier this morning. I'm just doing it for a busy project. Had to air the tires up on a little wagon and just gathered the eggs. Well, how you feeling, bud?
I'm gonna head your way in a little bit. I got a freshly smoked chicken and one pie plate and one pickle jar that I'm gonna drop by and drop off with you, so you and Miss Bernice can have some decent smoked chicken for dinner tonight. You gonna be around?
Chicken have lips?
Maybe.
Yeah, we're going to be around. Never could figure that one out. That's just one from Kansas there, Chad. Well, I've been listening to the guys. I had the radio on out in the truck. Maurice had been listening to Walt and Jerry. And then another gentleman come on minutes ago as I was coming down the stairs. And Bill, N4WHM, he's serving some time on the mobile Vietnam wall, and he's out of the car right now checking up on his status for the POD.
Head your way in a little bit. I'm not going to come in. I'm just going to stay out on the carport and drop it off. I'll see you. I'll see you about 10 or 15. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
I'll probably be out there. I just come downstairs to pick up some tools and turn the fan my way, and I'm headed back up. See you in a little bit. KO4NUE, N0TR73.
Yes, mobile.
Wants to talk to you, Gary.
Just wanted to let you know I hadn't forgot about coming over to your house. I talked with my son Stephen yesterday, and he looked up that Dylan, and he's real excited about it. He wants to look at it and see if that's what we want. I'm sure it is, but I'm supposed to see him later this afternoon. I don't know when we'll be able to get over there. The way he works, it'll be one afternoon late. Like I said, he normally goes to work about 7, and sometimes he gets off about 2, and then, of course, we'd have to get together and then come on over, so it'd probably be about 4 o'clock or so before we could get there.
No problem. This is your old TR. I don't know if I did that, Gary. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll buy it from you if you're dissatisfied and no questions asked. That's how much I think of it. And I have a Dillon catalog here. It's called the Blue Press. And the only thing that you don't want to let Joy see it, because they always put some good-looking young gal on the front page with a paramilitary weapon, usually. So I generally tear that page off and hide it, and so Bernice can't see it.
Well, that's a good idea and a good thought, I guess. But you know how people are now. They think sex will sell anything. You know, they put a good-looking lady out there on a picture that's scantily clad or something of that nature. I don't know why they do that, but it gets kind of aggravating to me sometimes, but I understand what you're saying. But I don't know if we get it, then if that's what we get, I don't think we'll be wanting to sell it anytime soon.
This is Zero TR. Well, I guarantee you won't, and you guys are welcome anytime down here, Gary. I can just throw some powder in it and run a few through it if you want, and pay attention to what I'm doing. I'll never forget. Ariel was down here one day, and I started to show him that, and it's virtually impossible to double charge it. And somehow or another, we had taken a cartridge out, and you got to pull a pin out. What you do with your fingers, each plate comes with a different size pin, like for 9mm or 357 or whatever. And evidently, I had pulled that out, and I stuck it back in the powder dropper. Oh, I was embarrassed, because I usually load a charge that is at least 75% to 80% full for a more linear burn, and it'll just run all over the floor. If you was able to do something like that, which you're not, unless you did like I did and was sitting there talking, and we was just going to run 2 or 3 through there. And you know what? Anytime you're going to goof up, there's got to be somebody there watching it.
I could just see you doing that. But, you know, that just proves one thing, Tom. We're human. We make mistakes. But Stephen's real interested in it. And matter of fact, we had to go to a funeral yesterday. Joey's brother-in-law passed away, and we went to a funeral. And then after the funeral, we went and got a bite to eat. And we were sitting there talking about it. And he said, Dad, he said, I'm ready to go over to the pistol range again. And I said, well, which one are you going to take? He says, I'm going to be a little different this time. He said, I think I'm going to take my black powder pistol. And I told him, I said, well, go for it. I said, I hadn't shot it in a long time. So we were going to go out and do that in the next few days, probably maybe Monday or Tuesday or something. I don't know. But he's really excited about it. I told him I gave him the model number and all that, told him to look it up. And he sent me a text back and said, he said, that looks like what we want, Dad. And I said, okay. So I told him I wanted to get with you again to make sure it was all right to when we could come over and see it. And look at it a little closer. But I think that thing comes complete except for the different dies, doesn't it?
Down here now, and she confused because Chad's coming over. Gary, when did you say you guys are coming over? We don't have any plans, so that's not a problem. Just refresh her memory while I'm sitting here. She's kind of like my random access memory.
It wouldn't be in the next day or two. I've got to catch him on one of his light days when he gets off about 2 o'clock or so, and wherever he's at, he'll have to come meet me, or I'll have to go meet him or whatnot and go from there depending on where he is. So it'll take probably 45 minutes from the house over to yours, because I live over here in Easley, but it'll probably be late in the afternoon, you know, say around 4 o'clock or so.
That'd be excellent. No problem. Did you want something, Bernice, or did you just come down to rest?
No, I just wanted to stand up.
Oh, she's got one question for me. Go ahead. Oh, yeah, well, I don't know. Just a second. Anyways, Gary, that sounds great. And, you know, that 550C, some people buy the square deal instead of the 550C. Well, it's only a few bucks more, and I think you can load 160 or 180 different cartridges with the 550, and the other one's just for pistols.